Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched by the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Scripture will be Luke 1, 26 through 35 and verse 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child will be born, will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Good evening. My name is Rose Vasquez, and I'm one of your worship leaders today. Today's reading is out of Luke 2, 8 through 16, the shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Then the angel had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. The word of the Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born, King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Star of wonder, guide us to thy perfect light. That's a prayer that our voices, our hearts, our spirits are likely to utter year after year as we make our way through dark December days on our way to Christmas. This time of year, we revisit the Christmas story that is so familiar to many of us. And yet I think it never fails to catch us with its wonder and its promise. And year after year, the story stays exactly the same. I imagine some of you can recite parts of it by heart. But the truth is that we are different every time we come to it, every time it comes to us. Because life takes us through different twists and turns every year. Some expected, most not. And you don't need me to tell you this. Life's twists and turns in this past year have been pretty dramatic, pretty unbelievable. We were joking at our Thursday coffee chat that even the early to bed folks among us might stay up until midnight this New Year's Eve just to make sure 2020 really does get out. No, we hear the same Christmas story year after year, but it's never exactly the same because we're not the same. And while there's a whole host of things that have been very different about this year, one phrase or idea that's emerged in our language, in our thoughts, is that of who or what is essential. And there are all kinds of things that I would have said were essential if you asked me in the middle of March earlier this year. Information about COVID was bubbling up here and there. There were rumors and questions and concerns. My book club was scheduled to meet in a restaurant on March 13th. And after a little back and forth debate, we decided to go ahead and meet. Because it seemed just crazy not to meet. It was scheduled. We'd read the book. It seemed fairly essential at the time. In March, I was working as a hospice chaplain. And in those early days of COVID, there was a lot of fear about what was happening and a lot of back and forth about who or what was essential in terms of providing care for our patients. I remember sitting in the parking lot of an apartment complex about to make a visit when I received a call from my manager telling me not to make that visit. In fact, for the time being, to try to stop visiting my patients in person altogether. It boggled my mind. I could not process it. How could I not visit my dying patient? I had an appointment. They were expecting me. How was that not essential? And then the first Sunday, we didn't have in-person church. Do you remember how profoundly strange and disturbing that was? Because having church, being together in person, seemed essential for our connection with each other, for our connection with God. I really couldn't conceive of any other way of doing church. But here we are, 9 months later, gathering together and sharing Christmas Eve services online. And it seems significant to me that we're celebrating Christmas, the birth of the baby Jesus, at a time when we've also endured 9 months of COVID-19. This year, against the backdrop of this pandemic, the birth of Jesus can't help but reframe our sense of what is essential, what is truly essential. And perhaps we have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to perceive that reframing, because we too are different. This year has made us different. Who knows? Perhaps 9 months of enduring what has seemed unendurable at times has created a space in us for something new to be born, a new understanding, a new perception about all that is essential. And I'm sure if we had a conversation about it, we'd lift up all kinds of things that our new eyes, our new ears, our new hearts perceive to be essential, things that we might not have lifted up 9 months ago. But the thing that stands out to me the most is a very simple thing. It's presence, being present with, for, to one another. When I think about the year 2020 and what it's taught me about what is truly essential, for me, it boils down to presence. In these months of distancing and not gathering in our most normal ways, we have missed, deeply missed, the small and large ways that we as human beings are generally present with one another. Everything from sitting across the table and sharing a meal with family and friends, to going to school with classmates, to working with colleagues, collaborating in an office, to holding the hand of a dying loved one, to gathering for worship, sharing hugs and handshakes and songs and a little dance in the aisle when it's time to pass the peace. I don't think we'll ever take those things for granted again. They are truly essential. And it's at this time when our hearts and lives and spirits deeply long for a return of that kind of presence with one another, that a Bethlehem star has appeared in our midst, not just in the telling of the old story, not just in our mind's eye or our imaginations. A Bethlehem star literally appeared this week in our midst. How wonderful was that? And we are reminded by so many things and in so many ways of the very heart of the Christmas message, that in the coming of this baby, born to Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, the world received Emmanuel, God in the flesh, God with us, we once again receive Emmanuel, God in the flesh, God with us. And that presence is powerful, essential. Perhaps we can perceive that differently than we have any other Christmas. God chooses, out of God's boundless love, to be with us, to be like us, to be alongside us in this earthly journey. And how perfect and priceless is it that God comes to us, not in might or in flash or in grandiosity of any kind. God chooses to come to us in a baby, with all the hope and the promise that a baby, a new life, can bring. And the truth is that God's presence in our lives, in our midst, will always invite us on a journey. God doesn't come to us and just leave us where we are. God can and will be about all kinds of things that will involve us if we're willing. But tonight, it's enough to know, to feel, to receive the profound and tender presence of God, who out of love can't help but draw near to you, to me, to all of us. Tonight, that's more than enough. Thanks be to God. Amen. We move now into a time of prayer, and I invite you to join me, that we might join our hearts and spirits as we pray together. Loving and gracious God, thank you for the tenderness of this holy night that reminds us of so much that is truly essential about who you are, about who we are, and about who we are called to be for one another. We acknowledge that we struggle this year with all that is different about our Christmas celebrations. We are missing gathering with family and friends in our normal fashion, yet we are mindful of the power of our connections, the ways in which we have continued to be present with and for one another over these many months. We pray for all those who are struggling this Christmas, in body or in spirit. We pray for our whole world as we universally long for relief from this pandemic. Amid all the differences of this year, help us to hold fast to the heart of the Christmas message, the reminder that you love us so much that you came to be with us and among us in the person of Jesus. May we be touched and changed by the depth and breadth of your care for us. May we feel your presence with and among us through your Holy Spirit. May our lives and our world be renewed by your peace, your hope, your love, your joy, as we receive once again this holy child of Bethlehem. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.